So have you seen the viral clip that's going around right now of Taylor Swift at some award show when Ice Spice is accepting her award?
And she thanks God and she shakes her head?
Now listen, do I think Taylor is a cult leader? Yeah, probably, kind of.
And I'm in it.
Hey, welcome back to Whatever the Hell This Is, Love Edition!
Love Edition, I
nut?
Like that. No. Nut Edition!
Ooh, I love nuts.
Now that, you know.
You too?
No, in a different way, a different way.
Okay. Anyways, okay, you're probably wondering, Shane, what are you talking about? Valentine's Day was so long ago. Why are you guys all dressed in pink? Why is this Love Edition? What does that mean? Well, it's because somebody in this room is looking for love, and we are going to play matchmaker.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say these costumes didn't show up in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. But we are going to get to that a little later in the show. So, Spencer, producer, now here on camera, I wonder why. I wonder if he's the one that we're going to be finding love for.
Or is it one of the other people in a relationship?
Or is this a divorce announcement?
Ooh. So many twists and turns in this episode.
I know. Did Chris's boyfriend finally not want to move in?
Is that why you keep looking at Ryland so bad?
Was that your big announcement?
What?
I haven't watched it yet, but you put out something that says announcement. Dude.
You're searching.
I feel bad I didn't watch it yet now. I would have already known.
No. Okay.
Yes. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be finding Spencer some love. Let's just get right into it. Spencer, first of all, how was being on camera for the first time? Were people nice to you? You did mention that you even had to mention it in therapy that you didn't know how to deal with aggressive DMs.
I don't know. I was talking about like love life, and I was like, yeah, it's weird now. I have like a bunch of women in my DMs like, hey, what's up? And she was like, that's good. Like, go with that. I was like, is that what you're supposed to say to me? Like, I don't think you're supposed to say, like, good. Like, take that on. I was like, okay. Like, later in the session, she was like, don't be so crazy. I was like, I don't think you should say that either.
Who is this person?
Yeah.
So you wanted to encourage more of that after he told you had to talk about it?
No, I see it as the opposite. You're looking to help him refine the search and to alleviate him of all these DMs, because now the DMs will be disrespectful. People will know he's found love.
Right.
Respect is love.
And that's
the thing.
When I was going through all the podcast emails, because he goes through them too, and I noticed there's a lot of single ladies in the emails, and I was like, okay, there was a couple where I was like, maybe this could work, but they were in like Florida or Texas. Yeah,
that was a big theme. It was like, hey, let's like, I would love to like date you. It's like, hey, I live in Scotland. That's not going
to
work.
So yeah, we're going to try to refine it. We're going to put out the search today. We're going to go through the dating profile. It's going to be a real treat. But before we get to that, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, you know? Loving life.
Yes.
I can't complain.
Thank God.
I'm getting more and more stoked on going to Disneyland recently.
You're having fun
That's
for real?
Thing. Yeah, so I've been having a lot to enjoy. So yeah, I would say that I'm good.
You have become somewhat of a Disney vlogger.
I feel like I didn't try to be, but I'm just now in this position and I got to embrace it. You know, I'm a Disney guy. Is that a thing?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I like the rebrand to guy. I mean, adults is very, has a stigma.
Huh? A Disney adult?
Yeah, I'm a Disney adult. So him saying I'm a Disney guy is taking the power back and kind of creating a fun, unique spin. I'm also a Disney guy.
You know, you didn't even make me think about what I can do with the terminology. I think I'm a Disney dude.
Oh. Whoa! You know? Copyright.
Because it's like, yo, am I trying to go every day? Not really. But when I'm down, when I'm going to Disney, yeah, dude, it's cool.
So when you and Sandy are there vlogging together, what are you collectively?
You know, we're
Disney duo.
A Disney duo.
Oh no! Did I beat you?
No. That was you. That's perfect. There's nothing else to say.
Wow.
We're a Disney duo.
I don't want to start drama, but I did go to Universal this past week, and it sucks compared to Disneyland.
No, compared. I love Universal.
The tram ride, if you do it all day, is fun.
Sucks compared to Disneyland.
Jurassic Park.
I'm a Disney dude.
Chris, how is your life? What's going on? Is there any update? The whole saga with your boyfriend. Did we?
Oh, about not knowing the living situation?
Yes. Is there any update on that?
Kind of, sort of, vaguely. Not any concrete anything, but we're talking about it. There's little things in the works. Nothing concrete yet. More bad news, though. We've talked about this to nauseam. My car has been flooding a lot because it's raining and my car decided to keep, doesn't want to keep rain out of it anymore.
Oh.
And it's happened so much for so many days that if you look at the floor of my cars, they're covered in mold. Spencer saw.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It reeks. and it's moldy, and everything in my life wants to kill me. My apartment is caving in. Like, it's just everything.
I have a suggestion. Get a boat.
There you go. There
you want to tell that to our house?
Well, I was thinking that because our house is sinking.
Yeah.
We talked about it. Our house is currently
sinking.
The same
thing that's happening to your car is happening to our house.
I'm so sorry.
I'm thinking we should all go live on a boat.
I would love that.
You won't even problems. Go on a cruise with me, you
you're
fraud.
Right. You're right.
I mean, wow, it's very... $1 million view to look at the beach. Imagine being in it.
Right.
You know, all the time.
I don't, after
that's,
all.
That's worth so much.
You know? After all of this rain, I don't want to be any closer to the beach. I think that sounds like a homeowner's disaster.
Well, I'm sorry about your car.
Thank
and
you.
Your relationship. Or no, but that's great. That's not sinking.
My life is sinking.
Oh, no. And then our lives are, you know, whatever. Our house
whatever.
Is sinking.
Whatever.
Our house is sinking.
No,
our babies
we have so
are screaming.
Much to be grateful. No, they're doing really good.
Yeah, no, they're doing good. They float.
they're buoyant.
Yeah, they're buoyant. No, our house is, yeah, we have a lot of, you know, listen. But we are very grateful.
Very
grateful. I feel I try to be positive every single day. I will say I watched the Wendy Williams documentary and it has thrown me into a spiral. It brought awareness to a lot of things.
No.
That was so heartbreaking.
So sad.
Depressing. Like literally, I've never watched something and then it threw me into like a crazy mental state. I can't get out of it. No. But yeah, besides that, we're good.
And you and Ryland look really cute in your matching outfits.
Thank you.
I don't even know what I look like. I just got finished doing bath time and I was like, here we go. No, I'm so happy. We do have the cutest, healthiest little babies, and their personalities are developing, and they're really starting to shine through, and they're trying to be very vocal with us, which is so rewarding. And they smile from ear to ear now, like, ah!
I will say it's a weird situation to be in where like so we don't want to show them. I know we already showed them in like a video and stuff, but that was when they were like newborns. Now we don't want to show their faces too much. We don't really want to show them, but it is hard. I mean, we
they're
have
so cute.
Every day we're taking like thousands of the funniest, cutest pictures ever, but then I don't want to post them. So like what I guess it's just for us.
Yeah.
But they're so cute. There's one of Matt's I sent it to you where he's like hanging out like this and he like his belly's out and then Jet's like
yeah, that's a pretty damn cute picture.
They're both muffin top.
It was hard for me not to post that
you
one.
You can't say that.
I can. A chunky,
no, you can.
No, yes, I can. Chunky baby is a sign of good. That's how they're... The
that's what the doctor
baby's
said.
Baby's fat.
The yeah, fat is how their brain develops. You obviously don't want them to get too fat, but the like them being fat is a compliment. It's like, yes, this baby's fat. That brain is developing.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But it's cute because their little pants are like they're the scrunchy ones, so their bellies hang over them, and you're just like...
Yeah, and then although I will say, like, it is getting to a point where, you know, it's delving into body shaming, I feel.
Oh my God.
Like, when you said Max, you were like, he's just not flexible enough. His little fat legs, I can't get him on. And I'm just
I
like,
said, we're working on his flexibility. I tried to put him in the baby carrier and he started having a meltdown because he can't have his legs spread that wide. And I'm like, brother.
Anyways, so yes, we have fat, healthy babies.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
They're going to be geniuses.
Thank you. Okay, you know what I think this needs? What? I think we need to stir the pot. Now, this was a segment I wasn't sure was going to work or not, and then we did it, and we had a lot of fun, and you guys really enjoyed it. So I think, Spencer, is there some audience stir the pots in there as well?
Yeah, they're in my phone, but they're also in here. But yeah.
In the pot.
Oh, I forgot. Oh my gosh. Okay, before we get into the pot. So I wanted to figure out, because this is a game, right? There's winners and losers. So I was trying to figure out like prizes. So then I was like, what could I give these people?
A new house!
A new car! A new house! So I was like, what should I do? And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, Cameo. I could get you guys cameos of all your favorite people. So for Ryland, I found out that Dorit from Beverly Hills Housewives has a cameo, which is kind of crazy because she's like very rich, but whatever. But she has a cameo and I paid for, I think it was like $250, and she just never did it.
Oh,
what?
That's something I would do. And I feel like I identify as Dorit. You know, like if we're comparing ourselves to Housewives, I want to be Kyle, but I'm Dorit.
So you got the Dorit experience, kind of, right? Like what you would expect from Dorit?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's exactly what I thought.
For Chris, I couldn't figure it out because Kevin James, not on Cameo.
Oh.
So I kept searching fat into Cameo. Nothing was coming up. And I'm sorry, fat gay fat.
Yes.
Just like different
gay,
combinations.
Fat, yes. Sorry.
Nothing was coming up. So then I went to your, like who you follow on Instagram, and I was trying to find the fattest, gayest person I could find. And then I was like, well, that's me. And then So I just couldn't find anyone. So I don't have a cameo for you, Chris. But who's a fat gay person you would love a cameo from?
Oh, I mean, so many people. Kevin James for sure. I love.
Well, he's not gay though,
right?
So is there just another fat guy that you might be
in
liking?
My mind? He is, Jared. Don't ruin that for me.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's a ton of people, not necessarily fat or gay, but fat or gay. Wow, is that mean now to say his name after I said that? Maybe I don't.
Of course not. Shout him out.
But he's proudly a bear, okay. So maybe it's okay. Danny Franzese from Mean Girls.
Oh,
hey, get out of here!
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
I could get a cameo from him.
I love him.
I know him.
Hit him up.
Know him?
Yes. What do you mean?
I'm not going to explain the context of hey, I need a gay video message, but. Gay cameo on the way. Jared, now you're very easy to cameo for because you love shows that I can't believe are on TV.
Stupid ones, basically. Yes.
Most of which the people from the show are on cameo. And one of them, I actually heard this show's really good, from the show Love on the Spectrum.
Ah, it's the best show out right now.
So here's the prompt I gave this man. Now, I'm assuming you know who this man is. I hope.
I will, 100%.
So I bought this from him. I think it was like $100. And I said, it's from my brother, Jared. I said, you're a grower. And I said,
is that really what
the show will never be the same when I watch it. Now I'm going to think he knows me. I like that.
Okay, so.
Wait, you're not going to play it if he wins?
No, because you guys don't have yours.
This is exciting.
Hi, Jared. Brother Shane want me to tell you that you're doing something just for fun, right? You guys have a grower for a penis?
Dude, that's exactly. I love that. That was perfect from him. He gave me everything I needed.
That was $100.
Was gonna ask.
He took his chick and her whole family to like Africa for this season finale. He might need it. You know, it seemed like an expensive trip. I'm happy to be a part of a contribution to his funds.
Wow. Well, you're
welcome. $100. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yeah. That was cool.
I've already won.
Oh my gosh. I just realized. Okay, I don't have prizes for everybody, but I do have punishments.
Oh no.
I forgot that I got Chuck E. Cheese pizzas.
That's like the best punishment ever.
So I've been getting a lot of emails about this. People saying, please try the Chuck E. Cheese pizza on the podcast. So yeah, they make them now and they're at Walmart.
Well, at least we know they're not being reused.
I know we don't want drama, but I will say that on Walmart, every product gets like a star rating, and their star was like 2 stars, and every other pizza was like 5 stars. I love
no
this pizza.
No way.
And Walmart was like
they were the only
terrible.
One.
It must be a Reddit thread. They're fucking with us. It's delicious, I'm sure.
It's like a dislike bomb.
Have you ever looked at reviews for sugar-free gummy bears?
Oh, yeah, because they make you diarrhea.
Hilarious. People are like, I was getting on a plane, and I squirted all over the place. And highly recommend reading them if you're ever bored on the toilet.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't joke.
Yeah, sugar-free items make your anal leak. Anal leakage.
What? Anyway, should we get even more into some drama?
All right, let's stir the pot.
Well, this first stir the pot is from Beverly.
Ooh.
And who would have been the best to have as a babysitter when you were younger?
No. Oh. I have my reasons.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1, flip.
Jared.
I put Ryland.
Thank
I was
you.
Really, I was thinking myself, but I put Ryland because I see how you are with the babies, and I think that you would be an amazing babysitter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you have a very great imagination, and I feel like you would take any kid you're babysitting on a wild adventure, both mentally and in the physical world.
You're so
that's what I was thinking and why I want to pick myself too.
Yeah. You're so good with the babies. Like, they love you. You love them. It's the cutest thing in the whole world. Now, Chris.
Babies are rad.
You were very cute with babies as well, but the reason I chose not to have you as a babysitter is because the same reason I don't want to be a babysitter, which is I feel we both have severe anxiety and would be constantly in the ER.
That's fair. That's fair.
You'd be
yes.
either taking the kid to the ER or packing the kid up to go to the ER for you guys.
100%. Literally. Yeah, accurate.
Yeah. So I feel like, Jared is the babysitter.
That's a huge That's like one of the biggest compliments I've ever received all day.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
This is from the audience. Ooh. This is from Brooklyn. Who do you think has masturbated in the weirdest public place?
Ooh, this is easy.
Yeah, I feel like we already know.
We already know Chris almost crashed his car driving up the hill masturbating.
But is it masturbating if you're doing it to someone else?
Because that's a good question.
Yeah, I think it's to yourself.
That's mutual masturbation. No.
That's jacking somebody off.
Oh.
It's
yeah, you're right.
I think we all know.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
I just thought maybe Jared's the underdog here.
I feel like you've probably jerked off at a Walmart.
Yeah. I haven't, but I've gotten close after maybe if I found it like a Super Chase or something like right. that. And I just got a super boner from it, you know, maybe. Oh. But
those white wheels give you boners?
Oh, I see them white wheels.
Okay, this is one we got from pretty much everyone. Who is most likely to be a secret cook?
Oh.
We got that. You guys, we're going to answer that one.
That's a given.
Million times.
That's a given. Secret
Chris.
Cook?
What? Is that a secret?
I feel like you're the most sexually explorative.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm not that. I'm not a cook.
I guess I was on the opposite end of a cook situation once.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
Somebody in a relationship. I was the one threesome I had. The other two were in a relationship.
Oh.
But was it fully interactive?
Yeah. So that's just a threesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
There could be cook-like interest happening,
why,
though.
So they were in a relationship. How did you get involved in that?
It must have been Grindr. I didn't know they were dating at first. And after a while, his boyfriend just started coming around, too.
After a while? How many times were you with this person?
Define while.
This guy, like, managed DJs, so we were going to...
What the hell kind of story? Okay, how long?
What?
Is that
Wait, hold on. You met a DJ manager.
No, okay, technically, agent. He did the touring for all of the DJs he represented.
Okay.
So then your date, were you dating him?
Not really. We were sleeping together.
Okay.
And then turns out he had a boyfriend, but then I guess they just did this. I don't know.
Were you sleeping with anybody else
messy.
At the time?
And then I don't smoke weed, and so one night I got really stoned while all this was going down, and I thought, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And we were in the...
This is incredible.
This is too much with my husband here.
I'm invested.
So I really don't ever get stoned, and I was so stoned out of my mind, and I just thought, wow, I fucking hate this. I hate what I'm doing right now. And so I was like, I gotta go.
Shout out to
and
weed.
So in the middle of the shower, I was just like, I've gotta go. And I just left, but I was too stoned to do anything, so I just sat in my car, called my best friend, and I was like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to leave, so can you just talk to me for a while?
Wait, you were in the shower with both of them?
No, this time was just one.
This time.
This was the last one. That was my final. That was the ending.
Right.
Wow. I've never done a threesome. Is it everything that it seems it would be?
This was
so
weird.
You had two guys fucking you?
No.
So what were you doing?
What do you think? Two dicks?
You were double penetrating?
No. Okay. This is...
No. What was your positioning in this?
Did someone initiate, I want to get fucked first? Like, what goes down here?
Nobody gets spit roasted?
Nobody. There weren't like dicks in all holes at all times. You know, it was like all three people were just kind of hooking up.
So you weren't doing an Eiffel Tower to somebody. No Eiffel Towers. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love you.
I was 20. One.
That felt like a mini therapy session. Like, you really needed to get that out about, you know, dating a DJ agent.
Yeah.
It was weighing heavy on you.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
Well, let's do another one.
This is a fun game.
Yeah. Next. Please. Dear God.
We'll do one from Brianna. Who would have the best celebrity meal at a fast food restaurant? And what do you think it would be?
So out of this podcast?
Yeah. Who would have the, if any of all you guys were famous, who would have the best celebrity meal?
Oh, this is hard between the brothers.
All right.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
You got it.
Wow, I feel like Ryland at a DJ event. There's dicks everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, it's because you're so good at not only marketing, like your marketing campaign for it would be phenomenal, but you love like fun, fast. What? You're the...
You're being very nice to me. Are you trying to erase that story?
No, this would be a calling. The whole reason my podcast does well is because you tell me what food combinations to go try at fast food places.
Okay, let me just say this. I am weirdly good at it. I came up with a concept for you the other day. I was like, oh, you should do secret menu Taco Bell items. And then I Googled it, and they were all boring. So I just came up with them. And then you guys tried them, and you said they were actually good.
You came up with it?
Yes. That's why
I didn't have names for them. I didn't even know that until I got home. He said, were they good? And I go, yeah, but I was trying to find the names for these. And he goes, oh, I made them up.
You're genius.
So I had them put chicken and jalapeno sauce on top of the Mexican pizza. I had them put the Fiesta potatoes inside the Crunchwrap. I had them mix the Baja Froze with Coca-Cola.
Really good, by the way. You're going to love it.
It looks like asbestos.
That blows my mind. I thought these were like internet things we were trying.
You're very creative with the food.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed that.
Well, let's stir the pot. Who probably makes the loudest noise when having sex?
Oh.
Whoa.
I hate this, Ron.
Why?
It's just an awful
question. When you were fucking DJs, did they go, no, 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 no!
There was never a DJ. It was the manager of the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
You said you fucked DJs. You've said it on the show before.
There was one.
Dick jockey?
No, that guy was just like playing me what he does in his bedroom. I think that's a little different. Oof. You know?
All right, everyone ready?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Jared.
Oh, I said Chris.
Because
he probably growls.
I do not.
Cringe. Nothing makes me cringe more than, and listen, I'm not trying to be homophobic, but when gay guys do like the, I can't.
I'd like to clarify, do not growl.
Or like barking is too much. But no offense, if you're a barker or a growler, like get it.
People
I love you.
Bark. I just think Chris like, does like high-pitched giggles.
No. You said you thought he growls and you're like, no, he high-pitched giggles.
Okay, let me explain why I put my own brother. Hold on.
I loved it, though.
I put it because, and this is why I thought you telepathically told me.
Okay.
Because I feel like you said you and Sandy laugh a lot. Like, you make jokes. So I think you're laughing.
We're done. I mean, I don't.
Like, you
think about
a little joke and you laugh and you're a loud laugher.
I don't think I've ever laughed during sex.
It'd be pretty offensive. Right?
I feel like you've said on the show that like you have fun with it.
Oh yeah, I mean definitely, but there's different levels of different kinds of fun than just involve laughing, I guess.
We laugh a lot. I mean, you know, there's moments where like if you're, you know,
what? Okay.
You know, down there doing something, and if you like do a character or you do a little
a
something.
Character.
Oh, please.
Wait.
This is a very revealing episode.
Yeah, Ryland's getting a lot exposed.
Ryland's down there doing character.
What did you do, like Seinfeld? What is it with surface peanuts?
You know what I mean? It's like funny, like having fun.
I do characters.
Well, you know,
top of the morning, as he's like down.
you know, like.
No, I don't.
I don't want to do it, but you know.
Oh. Oh, I need to know.
Yeah, the women out there know. Like, with your man or men or lesbians, whatever.
It's like, role
but,
play?
You know, when you're down there doing something, like, if you just do something funny just to see if they can stay hard. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how crazy can I get right now, like, as a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's another one.
Stir that pot.
I feel fight energy coming.
Ooh.
I want to risk it all.
Who is the biggest baby when they get sick?
Oh.
I feel like I might be getting sick.
I pray the day away.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip.
I put me.
Wow.
Got a lot of me's on this one.
It must run in this family. The men
I also
in
put
this
me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Grow up, you guys.
Here's the thing. Okay. What I want when I'm sick is love.
Yeah.
And you can't, and I can't get it because I'm sick. But like all I want is a hug. So you know I'm getting sick when I want a hug or if I'm like, give me your love. Give
no,
me love.
Shane, the second he's not even feeling a little bit okay, he gets in a position. And then he doesn't move ever until he feels okay again.
Same.
You just sleep in the same spot forever and beg for love.
We wait until it's really, really bad to even let anybody know. Yeah. So we actually handle the bulk of it better than most people.
Right.
But when we're letting you know we're sick.
That's bad.
It's like, come on, we got to be on high alert. I'm not feeling good.
Yes.
You know, this is bad. I'm letting it be known. It has to be bad.
No, I think men in general suck at being sick. Common colds for guys.
Ooh, feminist coded.
No, it is. Every woman I know can handle a cold. They just are doing their everyday life. And every man I know acts like it's the end of their world, that nothing, it could be worse.
It really is.
And it's like, horrible. You have a stuffy nose.
When your
get
throat
up.
Hurts.
Oh. All right, yeah, we got one last
finale.
One. You guys ready?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Who is the most ruthless when arguing?
Your brother.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ryland, oh my God.
I put Chris. I don't, because I feel like when you guys were here for that one episode, I feel like I saw a little side of you, like, and you said something, thought, I bet Chris can get pretty aggressive in moments.
Oh, in relationships.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's the only thing I have to base it on.
Most ruthless in arguments.
You are
brutal.
Crazy person.
It doesn't take like a fight with a significant other. It's just about anything. You could literally be talking to me about the weather, and if I feel like you're wrong, damn.
And you get so angry, and then I say, why are you so angry?
And I'm like, I'm not angry. I'm passionate. There's a difference.
And then you'll be like yelling, and then I'm just like, I'm just like, you're being too much. You're being angry, and you're like, I'm having a good time. I'm like, you are? Oh my gosh, is it happening? Well, I guess technically we weren't really keeping score, so I'm going to say we all lost.
Delicious. I think we all, yeah, I feel like we all lost in that game.
Yeah, so as our punishment slash prize, depending on how you see it, Spencer is bringing us our Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
The 2 out of 5 star?
Oh. I wonder if people are just being haters or if it actually sucks.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
It's orange. You know, listen, I'm going to hold my opinion because I just really don't want to get sued. It has just gotten so close.
I will say it doesn't look great.
Let's figure out the taste, bro.
All right, cheers, Chucky.
It's chewy.
I'm eating plastic.
The crust is horrible.
Maybe the worst pizza I've ever had.
Why would they...
This legit tastes like a Lunchables pizza.
Oh my
god.
The closest thing I've ever had a real pizza that tastes like a Lunchables pizza.
How is it so bad?
It tastes like somebody is like fucking me and into the Chuck E. Cheese floor.
Look, what?
And I'm chewing on the rug.
I'm honestly surprised they were able to make something so bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it actually doesn't make sense.
It's really bad. Why are you so dry?
I don't think I've ever had a worse tasting piece of pizza.
Ever.
Well, thank you, Chucky. And thank you, you guys, for submitting your Stir the Pots. If you have any more that... Was that an earthquake?
I don't think so.
Am I okay?
You know what's weird? Are you okay? I felt something like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever chew so hard that your whole body shakes? I just thought I was chewing so intensively that my body was shaking. But I think we just had an earthquake live on the podcast.
Did we? I feel like we might have. Oh, my God.
We stirred the pot too much.
Ooh,
we're shaking the world.
Are you guys messing with us?
No.
It's okay.
No. I think we did.
Why is it the same people with the dress? It's always...
If we didn't have an earthquake right now, we're about to. Because sometimes I'll feel them before we have them.
You're like Katie Heron.
I'm like a dog.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, let us know if you have any Stir the Pots. Leave them in the comments below. And we're going to take a quick little break and throw away all this pizza.
You know what? After a couple of minutes of eating it, now with the aftertaste, that's fucking horrible pizza. I think I was just kind of stoked on it. But yeah, now that it's settling on my palate, yuck.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I want to give some love. Wait, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't want you guys to skip these ads. Why?
Because we're hanging out together. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to leave me? Also, it looks like there's somebody living back here. I would say every blanket on this couch represents one of my problems. So, in the words of my therapist, we're going to need a few blanket baskets. What was I talking about? Raycons! No, listen, I know ads can be boring. You want to skip past them. You want to get back to us trying wacky food or, you know, us making Chris uncomfortable. All of those things you will get. But you know how much more fun you would be having if you were watching the show and listening with Raycons? It would be like you're in the room with us. Maybe you don't want that. No, you know what? You do want that. You could hear all the mouth noises. You could hear my scream laughing. You could hear so many little nuances that you're missing out on. All right, so let me explain Raycon. As you guys know, I've talked about them before. I love Raycon. They make incredible earbuds that are half the price of the, you know... You know what I'm saying? And they come in different colors. And listen, I'll get to the technical stuff, but the colors. They come in royal blue. They come in rose gold. They come in so many beautiful colors. And it's not just the standard, you know, white and black. And on top of that, they have 32 hours of battery life, 8 hours of playtime, and 3 customizable sound profiles. So, for example, if you're on an airplane and you want to get rid of everything, you just tap for the noise isolation mode. Or if you're out in the world and you want to make sure you're aware of your surroundings, you just tap for the awareness mode. And that way you're not, you know, in danger. Well, you know, that's dark. I don't mean like, well, no, I do mean it. Like, for example, say you're Christmas shopping and you're trying to find something cheap for someone and you have a salesperson constantly saying, hello, hello, can I help you? Hello, hello, you should buy this one. It's like, you know what? No.
Doof.
Isolation mode. Wait. Because that is danger. What am I talking about? Anyways, if you want to try Raycon for yourself, which trust me, you should. If you're looking for new earbuds or if you even want just an extra pair to have with you, like in the car or on the go, check them out. Go to buyraycon.com/grower and you'll get 20% off of your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/grower to get 20% off and free shipping. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to isolate myself.
What?
No, I'm going to give myself some awareness.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Okay, it's time for our favorite part of the show.
Vagina. Viewers are great. I need another.
Yay. Okay, so vagina. Here we go. First, we have an email from Bianca and Alejandro. I don't know why I said it like that.
I think it's that song, Alejandro. Alejandro.
Hey, Shane, it's Bianca. This is my husband, Alejandro. And our baby, Charlotte. We're from Puerto Rico, and I've been a fan since 2011. Oh, good. You missed the first few rough years. Actually, you entered the roughest years. On December, we had our first baby together, and as a push present, my husband got us grower hoodies. Oh, my God. This is the cutest thing
in
ever.
Puerto Rico?
Look at them. Oh, my God. My the growers.
It's amazing. God.
That is so precious.
They're
so
cute. Their baby in December?
Yes.
Us too. Oh my God.
Can we all be godparents?
I think we already are.
This is so cool.
Wow.
That's really inserting yourself.
So congratulations. That is so cute. Really okay, this is from Destiny. This is very special. What?
I wonder if this is Destiny, the woman I lost my virginity to.
Yeah, where is she at? The girl that...
Wouldn't that be a great episode?
It really would.
I'm too afraid to ask.
You know what? She's probably a lesbian.
No.
Destiny said, my girlfriend Paige recently found a stray dog near our house and had a very deep cut in its chest. That's all sad. Long story short, we got everything fixed and we had to put a shirt on the dog for a few weeks to cover the stitches. So we decided to use your merch. Look at this dog.
Nice.
Oh, and they've got a, oh my God.
It's the cutest thing ever.
Is it sweet or is it like they didn't care if it got blood on it?
Well, it is the old Amazon merch, so maybe they're like, eh, fuck it.
I think it's great.
So precious.
No, I love it.
Listen, I love that my merch is on a bloody dog. I just feel like that's where it should be. You know what I mean? Cleaning up a mess, helping a wound.
It's saving the planet.
Very economic.
A burpee cloth. Mm-hmm. So thank you. That's the sweetest thing ever. We love it. Okay, and then we have one more. God, a lot of babies watching the show. We have Shelby. She said, hey, everyone. My name's Shelby. I've been watching Shane since 2005. Whoa. That's crazy. She is now 27 years old, happily married with an almost 2-year-old. And look at her with the Valentine's merch and then her baby.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of little kids, like a lot of mommies watching.
Of course, they're feeding.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, during nap time, it's an isolating thing. So to feel like you have company is special.
I will say our pod, like I love watching long stuff while we're feeding because it takes like an hour, sometimes longer to feed the baby. So it's nice to have, you know.
Or when they take a nap too, just sit down on the couch, relax, you know. Oh.
Well, that is so cute. So yeah, we love all of you guys. So okay. Cute. Now, moving on from cute to... disturbing. Let's get into some viewer voicemails.
Hey, the pod. So I would like to say anonymous if you use this for pod. Anyway, so whenever I'm mad at my husband, I take his toothbrush and I dip it in the toilet a couple of times and then I put it back. Especially when I know that I'm not going to kiss him.
I was going to say this backfires.
Anytime soon because he has pissed me off. And no, we're not newlyweds. We've been married for a while and we have 5 kids together anyway. Just thought I'd share that little tidbit. Bye guys. Love y'all.
5
so
kids.
And he's a grower.
redeeming. However, you are committing a crime, actually. That is like use of biological weaponry or something.
Somebody got evicted from Big Brother for doing that.
When you have 5 kids like, and you want to feel something, you go, girl.
No.
You're pro her doing this?
You know what I will say? This could be the new psychopath test. Would you clean your husband's toilet with a toothbrush?
I think I'm going to boil my toothbrush before I use it every time now.
I think I would kill you if I found out that was happening.
But... although I will say there's poop in all of our toothbrushes. I think we've talked about it before. Poop particles float through the air onto your toothbrushes, so nobody's safe.
I also think if she's listening, please stop doing that.
How long are you waiting until you kiss him again?
Like, just to have a conversation with him, maybe.
Maybe just buy some Chuck E. Cheese pizza for him.
Honestly, about the same flavor. I appreciate your honesty. It's not something I could do, but talk to me 3 kids from now.
I would, yeah. You know, okay. Listen, I don't want to offend somebody who watches our show. So, you know, you're committing a crime, but, you know, to not like this episode would be a crime. So,
and he's a grower, so we love him. We love you guys, obviously.
So we love
right?
both of you.
Maybe stop
it's like you
maybe,
guys are all siding with him.
I think stop.
I'm your only safe one.
Maybe just fart in your hand, cup it, and like, share with them really up close. Do something fun.
Something funny.
Yeah, maybe not the toothbrushing. That's what if you get sick?
I wonder, you know,
you know
what?
This is also dangerous,
how
possibly.
How could we give you the same rush without something so
Yeah, it's really gross.
Can you imagine they're watching together? He's like, 5 kids. That sounds like her.
You just made it unsafe for a lot of women to watch this with their husbands.
Whoa.
Well, speaking of viewer...
Vagina.
Oh my God.
Viewers' vaginas? They know what we're talking about.
Let's get to the ultimate viewer interaction. It is time to play Matchmakers! Okay, so here's how this is going to work. By the way, Spencer, this isn't just me like forcing you to do this.
No.
This has been the plan the whole
consensual.
Time.
Now, so here's my plan. I think it would be fun to put out some, like, here is our list of qualifications that we want in a partner for Spencer, right? Ooh. So, and we're going to make an email. It's, oh my God, trytodatespencer@gmail.com. Serious applicants only.
Jeez.
Okay? So you have to live in LA. You have to live in LA or close
surrounding.
To it. Surrounding, right? You can't like be like, oh, I think it's me, but I live in Florida. No, it has to be LA. Between the ages of what and what?
21, probably, just because 21 to... Like,
so no rich cougars.
Well, I haven't put a top on it yet. Oh. 15, I don't know. Probably realistically, like 30 would be the top.
Is that a cougar? I'm offended.
To him, yeah, kind of.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Well, you have to state your age if people are
I'm 25. I'm 25.
Right. And then, so here's what else we want in this email, right? So you have to obviously be between those ages, live in LA, send a little bio about yourself, like a little paragraph, like what makes you tick? What are you into? What's your vibe? What's your story? And then I want to have a couple questions that we choose right now for you guys to answer. So it's almost like we're making a dating profile for you.
Spencer's going to answer them, you mean?
Well, we're going to get to him, but,
we get both
but I'm talking about for the women that are watching that want to submit, because the plan is we're going to narrow it down. I'm going to go through these and I'm going to pick like three and then we're going to have them come on the show.
Not at our house.
No way.
And do a dating game.
No way.
Yes.
I'm really
don't.
Excited.
This we will
is
make
huge.
Sure that they don't have a criminal background.
Are you going to rent out like a set for this? Is this going to
sure.
be like a Netflix show?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, this is exciting.
I know. So this is and
love on the spectrum.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yes.
Picture this. It's like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
You're RuPaul.
Of course.
And we're the three judges.
Yes.
I want the setup. Michelle. I want the setup to be the same where we're all at a judge's table. There's a catwalk. Spencer has a booth to the side.
Okay.
And no, I'm saying like this or nothing.
We should do it at a Denny's.
You guys might need to get your wires crossed.
But we also don't want to exploit these women. Like I'm not trying to put them on a stage. Like,
so Denny's
we're drag race. We're offering an opportunity here. And just to clarify, Spencer, is there a specific type of relationship that you're looking for? Because to be fair to these women, you know, are you looking for something where if it clicks, are you ready to be serious in a relationship? Or are you just looking for fun right now?
He's looking to reproduce.
Oh, you're ready to spread the seed right now.
I wouldn't say that.
So being fertile is something that we need here.
Yeah, send a sample of your eggs. I don't think that's how that works.
Conspiracy alert.
No, I think I'm open to all... like options. I wouldn't say no to like a, if you know, we click to like a longer term thing, if it was like a short, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say I have like a hard like line either way in that direction.
So maybe for the woman or the girl, the woman that's looking, they need to have the same outlook. They can't just be solely looking for a quick fun time. Are you down for that?
Yeah, that's fine too. I mean, okay. I don't know. Shane's going to be the one.
Okay.
Picking.
So not a whole lot of, okay.
But cool. No, I think
the goal should
more
be
of a relationship.
A relationship.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
it. Okay.
Not like, I'm not, this isn't
you
like,
can go on
hey,
anywhere to find a hookup.
Yeah.
This is a really cool way to meet people. It's way more fun than like a dating app or something. Like, how cool. I'm excited for you.
Okay, so questions. Let's all think of one. Okay, so these are the questions for the women out there. So I'm going to start. It's your last day on Earth. What are you going to eat?
These prompts are going to be so long. You want to read four long prompts?
I'm interested.
That's just a one-word answer, possibly.
Oh,
pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that could be the shortest answer possible.
That's my question, Jared. What's yours?
My question is, and this is, it goes deep kind of, okay? Mm-hmm. What is your favorite California or state or nationwide national park? Because I feel like he's an outdoorsy guy, and I think that wouldn't it benefit you to have a significant other that would enjoy the outdoors?
It would be nice,
you
but also.
Park lady?
Right?
You guys are going
to
go. Yeah,
no offense to park women.
Not, no offense. Do you enjoy being out in nature? Then that's the question. What's your level of enjoyment being out in nature? Because I feel like Spencer does like being out and about, and he's a resourceful guy. So
National Park is going to weed some girls out.
So that's why I'm saying between going out and being in nature for a weekend, as opposed to going to like a nice hotel, maybe what would you prefer out of the two?
Hotel.
I think Spencer's ideal partner would enjoy the outdoors. That's why I'm asking. So I guess that's not a good question if I'm giving you the right answer. What's your favorite movie? Well, no, fuck it. I'm doing too much here.
Choose between. You can do one. Yeah.
Well, my question is kind of that, but it's because we talk a lot when we're setting stuff up. You're a TV show guy. You love TV shows. So I think it's important to know, and you're a writer. So I think what's your favorite TV show is important to someone like you, because that's something you like a lot and care a lot about.
That's true. That's a good one.
And favorite. It says what type of person you are. If you like a reality show versus a drama versus a comedy, yes. It says a lot about you.
Favorite food, favorite show, favorite national park or movie, Ryland.
Hold on. I'm trying to think
about
something
for
useful.
Spencer too, though.
What I'm doing. I'm trying to think of what would be useful for him to read about the person. I guess long-term career aspirations.
Ooh,
that's a good one. Yeah. Like, what are your goals?
A good one.
Yeah.
She wants to live in the wilderness.
Okay, so those are the questions that you have to fill out in the email. And then we want three pictures, okay? So I'm thinking no filters. I don't want any crazy filters. I think one of you with an animal, if you have one. If you don't have animals, that's fine. But I like seeing the interaction with an animal.
They need animals, I feel. You know? I feel like animals are going to be necessary for this.
But I feel like you're projecting yourself. Joshua Tree and you like your dogs.
I'm not. I'm just a very perceptive person. I feel like I know what would mesh well with
do you
with
even
my,
want
my
animals?
Dude.
He's like, after seeing yours,
they don't have to be there.
It was a joke. I don't want them to have to own animals.
No, no, no. That's not. I wouldn't say you have to own animals. I do like animals, so if you hate animals, I would say don't apply.
Right. Hey, that's a hard stance. Yeah, I like it.
And I'd say one of you out in the world. Are you doing something fun?
Okay, there's a lot of questions now.
No, those are pictures. So those are all the prompts. Okay, so I know what you're thinking. Shane, this isn't fair. You're making us women do all the work. Well, we're going to go through right now Spencer's dating profile.
You're kidding me. This feels insanely something you can't be doing.
I said yes to it, and I was looking over it today. I was like, oh, fuck. We have to look at my dating profile.
Dating profile on where? On what?
I was going to do Hinge because I think that's the most, it has the most stuff. I
haven't seen a dating profile.
It's just so personal. It's like seeing someone's bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny because it is such a personal thing, but then you think about how many people see it.
Yeah.
It's so many people see it, but you just don't even think
about it. It's the same thing as YouTube. I would never tell a stranger the things I tell YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I should put stipulation. Oh my God. So there's a lot of jokes in it. So I don't know if they're going to hit. They're not bad jokes.
Oh my God. Love the picture.
I wasn't nervous until just now.
A lot of the pictures, this is what I think when I'm using the profile. It's these are old pictures, because I don't take pictures of myself.
Well, they're looking at you now.
So yeah, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the homepage or whatever.
Yeah, this is the best picture I think I have of myself.
Did you make the caption caught in the act?
No, that's a Hinge thing. Okay. I didn't say
the ultimate cuck. He's looking in at the house.
Yes. Yeah, and so then this is a little poll thing.
Oh
so
my
these
God,
are jo- these are jokes.
Memo.
Wait, yeah. These are jokes. Okay, can I read
Wait.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. A dream home must include.
This, right. And then this is like
read,
something.
Read them off. We get what it is. So what was your dream home?
Maybe you read, it.
Okay, so this is a thing where on Hinge, if you see someone else's profile, it's like a voting thing, so you can vote.
Oh, this is fun.
So I did two jokes and a real one and a bad real one. So. The dream home was. Oh God, reading this out sucks.
Just get it out. Rip
you read it. You read it. I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it.
Hey, show these women you're confident.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
You got this.
Wow, it's
it's embarrassing for you, but you're gonna get through.
Okay, a dream home must include a personal Guy Fieri impersonator who wakes us up with sweet butterfly kisses.
He has to take
He's a writer, guys. Remember, I couldn't have thought of that. I could have never have
Jared's
thought about
really
that.
In my corner.
Dude, of course, dude.
A bat house. A guest house where we live. We're all for all the live bats we raise for their milk. I was just... I don't know what I was...
Okay.
And then a sturdy foundation, which I thought is...
Because
this is a prompt. This is the Hinge prompt a dream home must include. And so this is kind of me making fun of all these people who are
nice windows.
Yeah. A lot of people think it way too literally, so I think I went too far the other way.
So do you think if they put a sturdy foundation, they're just boring?
That is my
test. Do you want them to pick a joke?
Yeah. If they select sturdy foundation, I'm usually they don't get
it. Which one won? Did a lot of people pick one?
People okay, so Most people don't interact with this part of my profile.
Okay.
But
evaluate that maybe.
Yeah. Most people pick the Guy Fieri one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like goth girls pick the Bad House one.
Yeah.
I think I'm like serious. And right. I'm like, you're scary.
These are very
okay,
smart
you can't
questions.
Be goth.
Well, you can. I just might be scared.
Okay. So is that a voice note?
Saying
I can't.
Hi.
Is there a voice note?
Yeah.
You got it, dude. Press play.
Okay. So this is also making fun of people who are like they just take it so like people take it so literally, and it's like it feels kind of boring to me.
Right.
So this is
okay. This is me saying hi in as many languages as I know. Hi, English. Hello. That's also English. Hello, mate. That's British. Ciao. Time.
This is a nightmare.
Good day, mate.
No, they get to hear
g'day,
the voice.
Mate.
It
yeah.
doesn't really matter
exactly,
what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's so they can hear what you sound like.
I will say, this
that's
is
smart.
Fun.
That's
this
smart.
Is probably my second best, like, most clicked on one.
Nice.
People like this.
Can I just say, this to me feels gay, like, or not. Not you, but this feels like a gay thing because like this is the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't want to. You don't want to know that like oh the gay guys they'll always like, be like these manly
beefy
nice
guys
in the big. Hey, gay.
Like you want to hear how like, gay they sound?
Sorry, that Anyways, was homophobic.
Yeah. So I feel like Hinge made that for the gays. But that was good. It wasn't gay at all.
Okay another bad joke.
Oh, what is this joke?
Award I should be nominated for?
It's a joke that I should win an Oscar because I had
to, well, read it. So the award
that's okay. You guys can read it.
The Oscar
on the
award.
Screen can read it yourself.
You may not recognize me, but I'm a star actor and very famous. Lots of movies are super popular, and they should give me the award.
Okay, yeah. Sarcastic,
okay,
very funny.
It's funny. No, it's funny. I get it.
Okay.
You did say to me, this was like weeks ago, you were talking about your dating pictures, and you're like, I just don't know. I'm just not good at picking dating pictures. So can you explain to us, like, what's the thought process of these pictures we're about to witness?
Yeah. I think in general, I mean, women just have more pictures of, like, their friends take pictures. So, like, yeah. As a guy, I also just don't have a lot of pictures. So part of this is just like what pictures on my phone do I look okay in? Like, yeah. What
yeah.
am I just going to do?
Take a new
am
picture.
I going to have like a bunch of selfies? Like,
yeah, or it's
maybe
not,
one. It's a dating
it's
profile.
It's not like yeah, one yeah. of the guys is going to be like, let me get a picture.
Yeah, bro,
of you.
Let me take a picture. You look so cute right now.
Hey, dude, that's bro code. You need a guy.
Me and Ryan will
you.
Start doing that.
Yeah, okay. Just around the house.
All right, so take us through these pictures. So this is you with.
This is me.
What is that?
This is my aunt's basement, and
are those crows?
Yeah, I think it's the creepiest thing ever. But I don't know. I was pretty drunk, and I thought it was pretty. I thought it'd be funny to be like, "Hey, I'm friends with the crows."
It does look like a 3 a.m. photo.
Yeah, I think it was close.
I love whatever you're sitting on. That fireplace.
It's like a fireplace. Yeah. Her house is like she lives in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, and it's like. It feels like it's like should this be in your basement?
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
There's a lot of cement in that basement.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
This is Shane has talked on this picture before. It's my most liked picture, but as I've talked to Shane, he thinks it gives the wrong image.
If yeah. you know you, it doesn't. But I could see
yeah,
how if
yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't know you, it does.
Okay, here's.
No, go ahead.
No, you first.
you look like a crypto pimp or something. Like, fucking, you know, like, you got so much money, you gives a shit. I'm a
Bitcoin.
Fucking pimp.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, you look like you have a cheesy fucking porno website. So, or like you
I
manage
like
strippers.
Like, because you don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
Spencer does actually, like, he's a little, you're more daring with style than... me as a gay man. I mean,
you're in a Harley Davidson shirt and you don't even like motorcycles.
Add that to the bio. I'm more daring with style than a gay man.
That'll do well in Los Angeles.
Makes gay guys uncomfortable with your stylish choices.
No, I make gay young
he's not afraid of color. Like he has lavender shoes on right
yeah.
now. I like that about Smith.
Me too.
He doesn't cool. play it safe, guys.
No. Best travel story. One time I traveled to a ski mountain and after I got there, I broke my neck. It was not my fave trip that I've ever been
That's
on.
That's good.
Oh,
I like
Real?
That is true, yeah.
Oh my god.
What? I like fractured a vertebrae in my neck. That was the last time I was in like middle school and I hit my head on a tree skiing.
Oh my god.
And I skied the rest of the way down the mountain. I blacked out, skied the rest of the way down the mountain, and then fell over because I couldn't even stand up. I couldn't, like, see straight.
Oh, my God.
I had a crazy concussion, and I wore a neck brace for a while. My life is, like, a series of, like, medical issues and, like, stuff
that
in between.
That is a bio.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's addressing the right person.
No. You need a sympathetic woman.
Yeah. That is true. I do.
A nurse, a doctor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in high school, after, like, I was playing basketball – and senior year of high school, afterwards my heart was just like pounding my chest. It was like, it felt like after you sprint in your part, I was like, doof, 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 doof. And it was like that for
never
hours.
Felt it.
But it felt like that for hours and hours. And eventually I was like, this seems odd. Like I should go to the doctor. So I went to the emergency room and they first tested my heart rate on my wrist. And they were like, oh, it doesn't feel that bad. I can't even really feel that much. And then they hooked me up to a heart monitor and it was like if someone hit a switch and everyone in the room saw my heart. My heart was 270 beats per minute.
Whoa.
And everyone was like, woo, 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 like freaking out. And I was just laying there. They were like injecting me, all this sort of stuff. But the reason they couldn't feel it on my wrist was because my heart was going so fast that it was going so fast it didn't have time to pump blood. But it was going so fast there was no time for the blood to like get to my arms. And so, yeah, so I was in the hospital for like weeks. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. Then they diagnosed me with this like heart condition called ARVC, and they are still very sure if that's what I have, because it's very, very rare in like someone that age. But yeah, so I have that. I have a pacemaker now. It doesn't really affect my day-to-day life that much. Like, I even recently, my heart doctor was like, oh, you can do more exercise than you thought. We thought you could. So it's like, you know, but it's definitely like a thing. If you were going to date me, like that's something usually I bring up earlier on, because it's like...
Good to know.
Yeah, before I get intimate with someone, because there's a big scar on my chest, usually they're like, what is that? And so that's what that is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's such a cool thing about you, that when we learned about this, it was like so overwhelming. And it was just so fascinating, because I feel like that's why... It made everything make sense. That's why you are the way you are, because I feel like you're kind of forced to be chill. Right? Yeah. Because your heart rate can't go up too much. Literally the calmest person ever. It's like the best vibe.
You know? I do think, though, just one thing is I would assume that the breaking your neck thing was a joke.
A lot of people
just because you haven't given me anything yet signify that you're serious as of yet.
But that makes it a good conversation starter. Yeah. Someone's like, is this a joke? It's like, no, this happened. It's like, anything crazy happened? You know what I mean? It, like, it sparks more conversation than just like...
Right. Are you sitting in a well?
Yeah, this is just... I just thought this is an example of like, I need another picture. This is also me when I had really long hair. I don't know if you can tell. My hair was really long.
Wow, yeah.
But I feel like it's a bad representation of...
It's giving Anakin Skywalker. It's giving Hayden Christensen.
Well, I thought that was a funny picture.
Chiller of the week.
Yeah, it looks like I won that award.
Dude, that's super fitting. That's super fitting. You're chill.
And then this picture where I look like I own a yacht. I look so preppy in this picture.
You look like a fucking Chad for sure.
Yeah, I really do.
It's all kind of giving like, trust fund.
Yeah, really.
It's like you're in front of the dollar store like
yeah. That's so true. I never thought about it like that. Anyway, that was
okay. So there you go. That's your profile. So ladies, soak it up.
They're like, I'm not gonna.
I think you going through your profile is like the ultimate though, because they get to see the full roundedness of you. Mm-hmm. I think that was great.
Now, if any one of us were to do that on our own, oh my God.
That's what we should do.
Brutal.
We should make dating profiles.
And all compete and see who can get the matches.
Not compete, that could get dangerous.
No, mine was really, really...
Yours
not,
was horrible. It was a lot. His were so cringe. I wish I could find the pictures of you, like, shirtless.
Do they have that in the... Oh, you know what? How you could go look at what your MySpace looked like 10 years ago? Can we do that version?
I don't know, but there's one of him doing laundry shirtless, and he's like... really bad.
Cringe. I had, like, a tiny moment, yeah.
Well, there you guys go. If you want to date Spencer, try to date Spencer at gmail.com. Send us your profile with your pictures, nothing too crazy. And I'm going to go through them and whittle it down, and then we're going to make this happen. This is exciting.
Yeah, I think I was going to say, I'm not going to see the things until we get like finalists.
So how does this end? Is there a proposal? Is that the goal of this? Like at the end of the season?
Who's to say?
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to get into some conspiracies. Stay with us. Hey, I know. I'm back. And there's another blanket. Can you find it? Wow, this is like really sad, scary, like, you know, Blue's Clues. Like, okay, Blue, Shane has another issue. Can you find it? Uh-oh.
I see a lot of paw prints. Anyways, SeatGeek. Yes, SeatGeek. Okay, but also, you know what? Side note, I don't want to say I'm actually having a good week. It's been a good week. It's just been a lot. If you watch Ryland's vlogs, you might know about it. Our house is flooding, literally underwater at the moment. Black mold, probably. Just a lot. Just a lot. But you know what? You know what would make this week better? Seeing Audrey Graham, as you guys know him, Drake, in concert live. But how am I going to do that? I don't know how to buy tickets. I don't know how to do that. Like, what does that mean? Well, luckily, SeatGeek is here to help. And they are the number one rated ticketing app with over 28 million downloads. There's more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, pretty much anything that needs a ticket, they have it. And they rate their tickets on a scale of 1 to 10. I've talked about this before. It's my favorite game. But you can go and you can look at the tickets. And if you see a green dot, that means this is a good price. And if you see a red dot, that means, oh my God, do not buy this ticket. I'm wasting your money. You are getting ripped off. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the events with swaps. I love SeatGeek. I trust them. They're so easy to use. Ryland has literally gone to 17 Taylor Swift concerts, I think. And every single time he uses SeatGeek and he always saves money. And I'm like, hey, didn't you already use your own promo code? And he's like, yeah. So then he just like uses other people's promo codes. It's like a lot. But you know what promo code he could use when he goes to see Olivia Rodrigo? Code GROWER for $20 off of his tickets at SeatGeek. Yes, you can use code GROWER for $20 off of your first purchase. All you have to do is click the link in the description below and download the app. Thank you so much, SeatGeek, for sponsoring. And I'll see you, Drake, on tour. We can talk about the old times. I still can't believe him and Ashley broke up. My heart isn't over that. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm gonna go. Welcome back. Okay, this theory is crazy. This isn't even a theory. This is real.
For sure.
I feel bad. I don't want to make fun of this guy. I mean, he posted it. So I feel like this is, you know, what's his name?
Fair game.
His name is Curtis. He's a Twitch streamer. So I heard about this recently. Have you heard? You know what? Let's just play the video. I'm not going to give it away.
I found a dent in my head when I shaved it from wearing my gaming headset a little too often. Dude, I have like an indent right here. This is where my headphones go. I have a fucking headphone indent in my head? Seriously though, I did this for charity on stream, so make fun of me all you want. I feel pretty okay about my deformity.
Okay, so I saw an article that there's this new phenomenon. So every day things are like, you know, technology, people addicted to technology. I've talked about it in my conspiracy video, tech neck, all those things. So this is something that's happening now where these young guys are wearing their Twitch headphones for hours and hours and hours.
That's a flex then. The bigger the dent, the bigger, you know, the bigger the streamer. Like, yeah, I got 20 million views, you know, boom. Right.
Oh my God, he should just put a pile of money in the dent.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's what it looks like.
So, but now, and especially with like young boys, like 12-year-olds want to be Twitch streamers. Like, it's like a whole thing. So it is though, your head is not done like forming for years. So when they start too young, this is what happens. Like, isn't that wild?
Yeah, I would also like to throw out there that he might be dehydrated and have bad water retention. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he's wearing them and it's causing that dent. But, dude, drink more water and maybe it'll go away. Oh, yeah. Because all they do as gamers is drink, like, super sugared up salty drinks and just eat pizza pockets. And that sounds kind of offensive. Like, they're not all just eating pizza pockets. Yeah. That's what I would eat. But I think also maybe this is a hydration thing because there is room between your skull and your skin on the top of your head. I'm hoping it goes away, dude. You know?
Yeah, me too. It is a technical thing though that there's like articles about it. It's like Twitch head dent. I mean, it's happening.
That's huge for Twitch.
There are a lot of people that have this just because when you're a baby you have soft spots and it doesn't form right. I have that. My head has the dent way before I ever wore a headset.
Exactly where the headset would be?
Yeah, in the middle spot. That's where it is. It's a soft spot on your head that takes the longest to harden or something like that. And yeah.
Right.
I have that too.
Yeah.
Kids are twitching early.
All I'm saying is, you know what would fix this problem before it even started? Raycons.
Oh, yeah. In-ear earbuds.
This is an ad.
With noise cancellation. Best on the planet.
Just saying. No, this is very, very fascinating. It is interesting what humans are evolving into because of our technology and all of our things. Like, I mean, if you think about it, when we were young, we all had heavy backpacks, and now we all have, like, fucked up backs.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to, like, rolly backpacks, and everybody's, like, made fun of the rolly people. Like, but now the rolly people are walking straight, and look at us, curved as fuck.
I got beat up for having a rolly backpack.
Yeah, but you would have beat yourself up more by wearing a real backpack.
Okay, listen. I hate that we keep bringing up Taylor Swift because I don't want to shit on this person. Like, I'm sorry. I promise. She won't be in the thumbnail.
Maybe. But I'm going to try to keep her out of the thumbnail, but I wanted to talk about this because I'm actually going to stand up for her for a second. Good. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm doing this. So have you seen the viral clip that's going around right now of Taylor Swift at some award show when Ice Spice is accepting her award?
And she thanks God and she shakes her head.
I want to thank my producer, Ryan.
She's clapping for a producer.
Shout out all the other nominees in this category.
Clapping for the nominees. Okay.
No, she's like, hell yeah.
No,
that's her.
Fuck no. Okay. Don't.
To me, here's what she was doing. Now listen, do I think Taylor is a cult leader? Yeah, probably, kind of.
I
think she was doing more of like a, when she said none of this would be possible, I think Taylor was like, yeah, none of this would be possible. I think
she's
that's
like,
what she was
sure,
doing.
Or she's sense. Just like, God, you mean me?
I mean, don't think Taylor was like,
Taylor put her on
God
the map.
God makes me angry. I think if anything, Taylor would pander to the God crowd and be me too.
That would be such a weird reaction.
I think if anything, Taylor's like, well, I made you mainstream.
Ice Spice? What did Taylor have to do with Ice Spice?
I had no idea who she was before Taylor put her in one of the Midnight Songs.
Are you serious?
I didn't know about
da da da.
I didn't know about
I knew what da da da. I'm not even on TikTok.
She's on the remix of Karma.
We were trying her Dunkin' Donut drink before Taylor Swift got to her.
That's
she
what
was
I'm saying.
That was
you
after.
You ate small fries with Dunkin'.
That was after.
You.
I think when people shake, I think she would have had more of a like embracive look on her face when she shook her head and said no like that. And usually people don't shake their head unless they mean no. It's usually like if you ask somebody a question, they say, yeah, of course. They're shaking their head because subconsciously they don't want to say no, but they're saying no to you. Or if someone says, did you do something? No, I didn't do that. That means yes, they did it. So I don't know. It was very weird to me.
Well, this continues on because Taylor Swift and Ice Spice were at the Super Bowl. And people saw that Ice Spice was throwing up devil signs, was wearing an upside down cross on her neck, and had a Balenciaga crop top on. So here's a video of her, you know, da da da. Got this song. Which, doesn't that mean I love you in sign language or no?
This is I love you.
Is that what she was doing?
Or well, no, there's also this. Rock On.
That's what okay, listen.
Like people do Rock On at concerts and stuff all the time.
I get the whole Illuminati thing and like it's fun to talk about and all the creepy celebrity whatever. But it gets to a point where it's like anytime anyone is famous for a moment, it's like everybody's piling on and being like, the thing, the. And I'm like, it almost seems like throwing us off the course of the real evil. Because the real evil isn't out there going, da-da-da. The real evil is behind the scenes going, da-da-da. You know what I mean? That's just
and
my
who
munch.
Are they doing that to, though? People like Taylor Swift and Ice Spice?
Taylor Swift's doing the da-da-da.
That's what I'm saying. So
Taylor's the da-da-da, and then Munch is the da-da-da.
Taylor has Ice Spice, Blake Lively, Lana Del Rey. She's da-da-da-ing.
Okay.
What?
It's spooky.
Wow.
She's the mastermind.
Is that her, like, crew?
Yeah.
I want to show you a video, and you tell me if you notice anything kind of weird about it. Okay, so it's an old lady... Or, you know, an elderly woman of strength.
Is she too old, Spencer?
No.
She's
making a little too old.
She's making her mashies.
A weird stock footage clip.
Yeah, it's like just, it's hands? A weird stock footage clip, right?
Oh! The spoon just magically appears? Is that what it was?
Oh, wait. I didn't notice that. Let's watch it
and
again.
And the spoon disappeared.
Let's watch it again. Wait, where's the spoon? Her fingers are long.
It like comes out of her
wait,
hand.
That was
like Wolverine's claws.
Okay, look, it here's, goes away. Here's what I will say about this fucking this lying obscene
whoa
shade she's not real you can say whatever you want about
her. Oh my
this
God.
Is AI this is ChatGPT this bitch is not real she is lying to you Chris those aren't her mashies
that's the this part you're most angry
this is not a real grandma I trusted her I believed her I was whoa. In love with her I thought I respected her. She's not real. So there's this new thing. If you haven't heard about it, it's called Sora. The people that made OpenAI have created this weird, creepy thing where you can type in. It's not open to the public yet, but it will be. You can type in anything, and it creates it. So, for example, here is a here. Look at these puppies in the snow.
They're not real.
They're not real.
Shane, stop it.
They're not real.
They have to be off of like the AI so has cute. To be bringing in real imagery though and
yeah,
compositing it
right?
together. So, I mean, it does hit you on a certain level. They're cute.
Whoa.
Okay, look at this one. Here's some old... It's a lot of old ladies. Here's an old lady blowing out some birthday candles.
Are these people that put images of their, like, dead grandparents into a system and said, show me a picture.
Look at all the people in the background. They even got like...
This is crazy.
Isn't this insane?
You know what? This will be game changing for us.
What
when
do you
we're editing and we're like trying to find the perfect stock footage clip, now we can just create it.
Oh,
no more searching 20 pages.
Yeah, but what's it going to do to the photographers and the videographers, Rylan, that make a living based off of Getty Images?
I was just about to say, am I out of a job?
Look at this lady walking around.
No, that's very different.
This lady just walking around the city. Like, this is crazy. Look at that. Look at the rain.
That's
like,
fake, too?
This is all fake, Chris.
Oh, my God. I'm out of a job.
I know.
Please keep me employed.
Us, too. They could just AI us to do this podcast. I mean, this is crazy. Like, this, what could this lead to? Like, the election's coming up. Like, what are they going to be able to do with this thing? And why did they even make this in the first place? Like, this is crazy.
I think it's also going to be for people that, like, do get into shit. It's going to make it way harder to validify, you know, footage or evidence and stuff like that. It's going to make it a tough civilization to live in, I think.
Right.
I actually recently heard a hack where if you want to commit a crime, you just attach a fake extra finger to your hand and you make sure that's visible in the video, because then you can say, it must be AI. I don't have six fingers.
Whoa.
But look how good AI is now.
Ew.
Now you can just do it without the fake finger and say it's AI.
Wow. That fake finger, where did you hear that? That is the scariest
Instagram.
Thing ever.
I forgot what page it was, just a random Instagram.
He's like,
post.
I made the reel. Check
just
it out.
Fucking strap a hot dog to your hand.
Let's mind travel. I'm not kidding. But no, I mean, yeah, this is crazy.
No, but Jared, like you said, I mean, there are a lot of people, photographers and videographers, that make a living off of like shooting, you know, B-roll stock footage for websites and things. Like, people pay their rent that way.
Oh,
and that's done. You lost that job.
I just literally destroyed an entire OnlyFans. They're fucked.
Why?
Because
you could just
search your exactly what you want to watch. Chris could just be like,
dude, you could make it be,
you know what I mean? Like, just you could search exactly what you're
Kevin
looking for.
James.
And boom, there it is.
But on
Kevin
top,
James
for free.
Well, okay, I'm on board now.
But on top of that, on top of
take
that,
take our jobs.
You could do a 3D scan of yourself, and you can be in the video with Kevin James
wanna,
if you wanted
Kevin
to.
James. I don't want to see myself
with Apple Vision.
Oh, yeah,
you could fuck Kevin James with Apple Vision,
I'm
baby.
I'm on board.
And Sora,
it's over. Bear Vision.
Wow.
Didn't you tell me like years ago we were talking about 3D movies and how like now they're making 3D TVs and all this stuff, and you were like, yeah, every technological advance is actually really for the porn industry.
It's driven by porno. Yeah, even the internet was like a way to share pornography in the beginning.
What?
Like, one of the big ways, even right now, I think like 13% of internet usage is towards pornography.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a small number until you think about like how much internet usage there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because there's this, I forgot what movie it is, but it's about two guys that started the first like subscription-based porno website.
Yeah.
And in the movie, there's a scene where they set up a chime for every time somebody subscribes to it, and it's like $20. And maybe it took a few hours for the first chime, and then 5 minutes later a chime. It got to the point where it was like a buzz. And it was like that for almost ever. You know, it was like, so think about that. I mean, that's how many people are out there paying for porn, and that's why phone screens have gotten bigger, so people can watch porno on a bigger screen, they say. And now Apple Vision.
It is crazy, like all of this.
See,
I'm
the
just
world.
Scared, like, so at some point to make a movie, you're just gonna like type out prompts and you'll have a movie.
You can go to ChatGPT and say, write me a movie about Kevin James, you know.
Whatever, yeah.
Rolling around Chris.
But I'm like,
script. Take that script. Put it into Sora. There's your movie.
Like,
done.
If someone wants to make a horror movie, you can just type it in and make a horror movie. It'll just make it. That sucks.
I know. This is scary.
It scares me. I mean, I don't know. I always try to see the positive in things, and I know some jobs come and go depending with new technologies and whatnot, but this is scary.
Creepy.
This is something we've never talked about, and I've had on my list forever. Buffets. Have you guys heard about the buffet conspiracy?
No.
This is very specific, and whatever. I don't go to buffets often.
I like
buffets
a buffet.
Even around anymore?
When I'm in Las Vegas, I love a buffet.
Okay.
Like the Bellagio buffet.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to take you through these theories about this buffet, and you tell me if this is ringing true to you.
Okay.
Okay. At buffets, they give you free drinks, and they constantly refill your drinks.
Yes.
Do you notice that?
Yes.
It's because they want to keep you full.
Oh.
So that you eat less food and
that
you just
sense.
Keep drinking that free
shit. I thought
shit.
They charged you extra for the drinks.
No. Maybe some places. Number two, they put all the cheapest foods first. So when you're in the line, they start with all the cheap shit because they want you to fill up your tray with all the cheap crap.
That's true.
The expensive food, the more expensive the food, the smaller the tongs are.
Ooh, I don't know, maybe.
Because the cheap food, they give you a big old tong and you can just fill up on that lettuce or fill up on whatever. And then when it comes down to like the more expensive things, they give you these tiny little tongs and you have to, but I want multiple ribs, but oh, this tong is so small and whatever.
When you said there was nothing we could go explore the other day in a vlog, this is it.
Yeah, we could have done this for a video.
Soup Plantation is the shit.
They're it's gone.
I'm so sad that they closed.
Devastated.
And the most expensive food at a buffet, they have someone making and serving you, so you really can't even give it to yourself.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So they put the most expensive food in small quantities. So that, for example, I'm trying to think of an expensive food. Oysters? I don't know.
Yeah,
so
oysters you see, are expensive.
Buffet oysters.
Rough. So you see the buffet oysters, right? And there's, you know, there's like 10. And then there's like 10 people behind you in line. Well, technically, you can take as many as you want. But you're not going to because there's only 10. And there's people behind you. So you only take one.
Fuck that. They got more in the back. Take them. You paid.
I experienced this with crab legs a lot at buffets. Where like people get like just like one thing. And then like that's it. Like each person will take one thing, and then it's like doesn't seem like there's enough. And I've experienced this a few times at different buffets with crab legs. And then when it goes away, like someone just brings a bucket, refills it, and you're like, wait a minute.
I don't think food connoisseurs though necessarily are going to buffets.
Right.
I think the people that go to buffets don't often really put themselves in environments to experience oysters and crab legs.
Right.
So it's like a treat to them. They probably like the cheaper food more or less. You know, than the, like I go to buffets and eat pizza.
Right. Well, the final thing that they do, and this is kind of an obvious one, but it still grosses me out, is a lot of the food that doesn't get used that night, they just chop it up and make a soup for the next day. So the soup of the day is just the food from last night. Which kind of makes sense because they have a rotating soup.
Yeah, seems to be the case pretty much everywhere.
So that was crazy to me. And honestly, I want to go to a buffet and like break all these rules. I'm going to have an empty tray and I'm going to go right past all the cheap shit and I'm going to be like, saving room. And then I'm going to go in and put all that expensive shit with that small tiny ass tong and I'm just going to stand there for 30 minutes picking all those ribs.
You should do that.
Thank you. So buffets, we see you. Okay. This actually is crazy. So I did not know this about Walt Disney, but if you're a Disney person, Disney dude.
I'm a Disney dude.
So if you're a Disney person, then you might know that there's the famous Walt Disney two-finger point. So everybody, not everybody, actually, I don't know. But
the employees?
So the employees do this point, right?
Yeah.
So that you know about this?
Yes, I see them. Where
you do? Going? This way, right? So let me show you. So there's these pictures of Walt Disney from, you know, over the years where he always is pointing with his two fingers. So he's...
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, so he's pointing with his two fingers. He's always pointing with his two fingers. And now cast members point like that, right? So the reason that this is a thing is funny. Because Walt Disney used to be a smoker, and Disney photoshopped the cigarettes out of all of his archive pictures, and they turned it into like, it's his two-finger point, but really, it was just smoking.
And so when people would ask him, where is it? Right over there.
No way. Yeah, so now this is like, it's like for Walt, but it's like, no, it's just smoking. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That's
it does feel a little elevated, though. It's like, where's the bathroom?
It is.
I was wondering what is like the upside in the look, and there really isn't any, except for you can't accidentally flip somebody off, but no one points with their middle finger.
Right. God, that's crazy. So yeah, next time you're at Disney and you see somebody pointing with two fingers, ask them, be like, why do you point with two fingers, and see what if they'll tell you.
I wonder if, like, for the first couple of days, just to help people, they have, like, a skin-colored rubber band.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got to get the muscle memory down. You don't ever fucking point with one finger.
Right.
Walt would hate that.
What if an employee just can't do it? Do they get fired?
Fuck yeah. They don't get hired. That's part of it. They say, hey, can you point at something in the room? If you point like this, get the fuck out.
It's kind of gross.
It's like how they, like, rubber band, like, lobster claws. Like, yeah. Just, like, rubber banded for the day.
Wow. Okay, Ariana Grande.
What about her?
So she supposedly manifested her role in Wicked in 2011. She tweeted, "Love seeing Wicked again. Amazing production. Made me realize again how badly I want to be Glinda at some point in my life. Dream role." And then it happened. Hmm. Now, of course, people are saying, oh my God, she's a psychic. She manifested. She's famous and she tweeted she wanted to be something and then she became it. I don't know. It seems like, yeah, that makes sense. But I wanted to bring her up because I'm like, I really haven't ever heard any theories about her. Isn't that weird? I feel like Taylor... Beyonce, like when I go through all the girls in my head, all the pop girlies, I can think of a million different theories, Illuminati this, whatever this. Ariana really is kind of clean.
Which one is she?
You don't remember her donut scandal?
Yeah, that's what
that's not
think
a theory, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She licked a donut.
She has so many big songs.
Yeah. Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
You want it? I got it. What is...
Is it the sorry? Not sorry.
That's is the that... new motto.
Oh, okay. I know her.
Yes.
I know her. I know, I know Demi.
It's so a fun game to make Jared guess a pop star and just sing the songs at him.
That yeah. is actually amazing.
Focus on me.
Jiggle, jiggle. I don't know. What is the next one? Jiggle with it. Yeah.
Wait, what is like one. Her big... Oh, I love her Christmas music.
Oh, we do love her Christmas
Santa,
song.
Tell me... Do you really care? Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't what know. What was her first really big one? I like can see the video in my
problem.
Head.
One less, oh, one oh. less problem.
Yeah.
Seven rings.
Is that it?
I think so. Dangerous Woman.
I thought that was Macklemore.
We're so old and out of touch.
Is it?
She does like bang bang.
Oh, bang bang. You and Liz and bang bang.
I just associate all those songs with like 5 seconds of it because it's usually ads that are skippable. Like it's the music for an ad that I just skip. So it's like, yeah, I've heard like 5 seconds of that. I've heard 10 seconds of that, but I've never. Sometimes I'll hear a song, but oh, I've only heard this in an ad. This is the actual song. That's cool.
Wow. Well, shout out Ariana. There's no yeah. there's no theories about you. I like her. Okay, for this final thing. Wow, it's been a while, guys. We have a psychopath test.
I love right, these.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, okay.
Or wait, do you want to read it? Because I don't oh, I don't yeah. know the answer either.
Okay.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Okay, there's a very close couple with only one teenage son, forming a tight-knit and almost strange sort of family. Every day, the couple walks their son to school. Unfortunately, other kids see this action as silly and start bullying him for it.
We did this
I think
one.
We did this
did,
one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Didn't they kill him so that they think there was a murder on the loose?
Yeah, yeah. Damn, we've done every psychopath.
Rats. I don't remember it. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I didn't remember it either.
We've weeded all of them out.
Guys, I think we've done them all.
So,
so. Oh, I got one. Okay, your husband pisses you off. So you take his toothbrush.
What do you do with
you
it?
Clean the toilet with it. Well, speaking of psychopaths who don't want to put their husband's toothbrushes in the toilet.
Let's get into a recap.
Lights, camera, action. Rylan's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Rylan's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, sign up to date Spencer now. Try to date Spencer at gmail.com.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Woo! Don't forget your prompts. I don't even remember them anymore.
Rylan fucks DJs.
That's Rylan. Beneath him. They're agents of DJs.
I will only fuck their representatives. No, I've revealed too much about my sex life on the podcast, and now I'm worried that my husband can't unsee it.
I do have questions.
It'd be hard to go into a club together, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to think about all the jacking off that's happened in the club.
I don't imagine us ever leaving the house.
I will say, anytime now, recently, if he's ever given me a hand job, I'm like, is this like he does it in the club?
Yeah. Is this for him or for
in
me?
The club.
You know? Who is this really for?
Yeah.
He wants to take you to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. What do you mean?
For his meal.
You don't remember my Taco Bell hat.
I was like, we're talking about. No, okay. Yes. Watch out, Taco Bells. Shane's coming to you.
Not in a sick way.
Not in a sick way. You guys can all shop Shane Dawson X Taco Bell collab in our dreams.
Jared's a Disney dude.
I'm a DD.
Breaking news. Jared, formerly a Disney hater, went from a Disney guy.
Can you talk like Donald Duck?
And is not a Disney adult.
No, I don't think so. No, I can't talk like this. All I got is the hoo-hoo. The Goofy. That's all I got.
I've seen a lot of Donald Duck impressions on Instagram lately. I can't do it.
That was way better than mine.
What's your for you page?
What?
What's your for you page?
What do you mean? My for you page is people doing Donald Duck That's it.
Chuck E. Cheese made factually the worst pizza ever.
Oh, my God. And the worst news of the year. Run away from Chuck E. Cheese frozen pizza at Walmart. It's literally the worst reviewed pizza. What?
But it's not recycled.
Yes, it was cut properly.
I would take pizza off of somebody else's table at Chuck E. Cheese 7 days a week than eat that pizza ever again.
So you're saying they should chuck the cheese. It was delicious. I gave it a 5 out of something.
Twitch gamers have dents in their heads. And so does Chris.
Watch out, Twitch.
Yeah, Chris has his dent in his head.
It's true. If I go bald, I'm in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it's intense.
You've got like a tech deck on it.
It is something, we worry about.
Tech dent.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a dog. A dog got saved by some merch.
Oh. Got merch you want to trash? Throw it on your cleaning dog.
I like Spencer's spin on it a little bit better.
And you can say, oh, no, there was just blood on it. I wasn't throwing it away. There was blood.
Buffets are full of shit. Let's be honest, okay?
Buffets have been fooling us all. Honestly, it seems pretty logical, the scams they're running.
A Disney two-finger point.
Well, Disney created the two-finger point, not because it was elevated and unique, but because he was, in fact, a smoker. Look to your left, and you'll find a bathroom.
Ooh, we got Puerto Ricans that are loving the merch and having babies.
Alejandro!
Chris has mold in his car.
Yeah.
And our house is filled with water.
AI's taking all our jobs?
Hopefully not. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Make sure you're following us on social media, and everyone's channels individually are also linked in the description section below. Make sure you pick up Shane's merch at ShaneDawsonMerch.com, and we'll see you right back here on this corduroy couch in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Wow. Well, there you guys go. Hopefully you enjoyed. Wow. Wow. Whatever the hell this was, not AI generated. And we can't wait to see all the ladies in the email. What? We can't wait to find Spencer Love. And hopefully we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.